Jason Block here on Spectrum One with a WLTI Extra interview. A new game show is premiering tonight on BYU TV. It's called Battle of the Ages, and I just happen to have the host of the show on here. You may have seen him on shows like Shop Till You Drop, Flamingo Fortune, and of course, On the Road and Price is Right Live. That is fellow Brooklynite, J.D. Roberto. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
All right. So for those who don't know who you are, at least people in the game show world remember you from a show about 15 years ago that was been on reruns in perpetuity called Shop Till You Drop. Why don't you tell us about that and how did you get into the game show hosting business, first of all?
Well, I got into the game show hosting business, I think like a lot of hosts, quite by accident. I was cast in a show called Flamingo Fortune, which was the state lottery game show in Florida, produced by Jonathan Goodson and Company. Jonathan Goodson, Mark Goodson's son. So he came up in the Bill Todman, Mark Goodson, Bill Todman days. So I got introduced to game show, hosting that little regional game show. And I eventually relocated to Los Angeles and did some pilots and sort of floated around in that world, until I got a call one day saying, hey, they're going to reboot this game show, Shop Till You Drop, which had been a show hosted by Pat Finn, wonderful version of it, and Pat's a wonderful host. And in the reboot, I was had the opportunity to be the host and had a great experience. Well, that was a lot of fun, that show, question and answer show, pricing games, shopping. I learned a lot about game show. I worked with some wonderful people and had a great experience.
Speaking of pricing games, you also have done one of my personal favorites, which is you've actually been on the road with Price is Right Live.
I have, and I had the opportunity to work as the guest star announcer on the 39th season of Price is Right with Drew Carey. I was in the studio for about a month as a guest star.
Yeah, how was that? How was that?
Tremendous experience. I will say a little intimidating, not because they were intimidating, but just because, you know, that's like being at the top of the mountain right there when you're in the Price is Right studio for a game show host. Great experience. Everybody's super friendly. I had a great time. I'm thrilled for George Gray, who I think does an amazing job. But that was a great experience. And then, of course, I've been on the road and in Vegas on and off for a decade or more with Price is Right Live, which is a tremendous amount of fun.
Do you actually still do it?
You know, about 2 months ago, I went to upstate New York to a casino for the weekend and did the show up there. My shooting schedule here in New York is such that I can't get out on the road very often, but I do fill in on occasion. You'd mostly see Todd Newton or Mark Wahlberg out on the road with that show, both of whom are fantastically talented guys, and they do a great show.
So this show, BYU TV, wow!
Yes.
Because they're starting to get into the game show sort of realm with shows like Just Like Mom and Dad, a new show which is also debuting tonight, which is called Dinner Take All, which debuts after your show.
It's a cooking competition show, yeah.
So why this show? Why does this show appeal to you? Or why did this show appeal to you?
You know, there are two different things that appeal to me about this show. First of all, the format of the show is great. I'm a dad with a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old, and trying to find things that the whole family can watch together that are appropriate for everybody and are still a lot of fun that I'm not going to be bored by. I get bored by their stuff, and they can't watch my stuff. So finding that middle ground where the whole family can sit down and have a good time, that was the first and foremost thing that attracted me to the show. Battle of the Ages is, it's multi-generational. The whole premise of the show is that you've got, for example, a grandma, a son-in-law, and an 11-year-old, and then the three of them have to work together as a team to win these games and to win prizes and to win money. And it's just an enormous amount of fun. So I love the format. I love the concept. And then the show comes from David Hurwitz, Peter Hershko, these folks who have worked on Double Dare, Ellen's Game of Games, really huge pedigree in game show. And I knew that not only was the format good, but the people behind the show were absolute pros, and I was going to have a good experience, which I did. Tremendous experience.
Now, again, the format basically is, as you said, three generations of family members trying to win, I believe, if I remember right, up to $10,000 in
Yep,
cash.
the end game is worth up to 10,000 in cash. Yep.
Right. So, do you think this is going to break certain stereotypes about young people or old people, per se? Do you
I
think?
think there's a little of everything. I think there are times when you're really going to see that grandma has to accept that 11-year-old has a certain amount of knowledge about things that is essential to the team succeeding. And you're also going to see that 11-year-old look at grandma and go, "Whoa, grandma really does know these dance moves from the 1970s." Or, "Whoa, my dad really can identify 15 movies as long as they're from his generation." All of the trivia and all of the games are generationally specific, and so you get to see what each member of this family is really good at.
So, again, the show debuts tonight. I believe it is 9 o'clock, I think, on
I
two.
think it is 6:30 Mountain Time, 8:30 on the East Coast. But please confirm that because I don't want to get that wrong. But I'm having a little watching party here at my place in Brooklyn, so I'm pretty sure that's right.
Right. Now, is this going to be a weekly show, daily show? How is this going to work?
It's going to be a weekly show. It's going to be, every week. I think it's going to stay in the time slot, although, of course, heads up to them. One of the great things about BYU TV is that even though you might think, "Oh, BYU TV, that must be regional," it is national. It's carried on DirecTV, on Dish, on Spectrum, and they have a free app that you can download, and you can watch their live shows, and you can stream on demand with no subscription. You literally, it's completely free. Anybody can watch it. I have it installed on my Roku right now here in Brooklyn. I'm going to watch it tonight with the family, but they make an Apple TV app, they make a Fire Stick app, a Chromecast app. So whatever your pleasure, you can grab the app and you can stream the show anywhere.
One last thing before we wrap up. So, like I said, you've been around the block a few times with different
Couple
shows,
times, yeah.
a couple times. What do you think makes a good host overall, in your opinion?
A great question. I think a great host makes everybody on the show feel at ease, and makes other people the star of the show. Really, there's very few shows where the host is supposed to be the star. My job is to make these family members feel amazing, come out of their shell, and show you how funny and interesting they are. If the whole show is about me being funny and interesting, that's not a very good show. But if we get to see these families come to life and show us their personalities, then I think you have a success. I think that's the job of any good host on any game show, not just to keep the game moving or to explain the rules, but to make everybody else shine.
All right, one last thing. Let's just plug the show one more time. It's Battle of the
Yeah.
Ages. Battle of the Ages. Why should people watch? Just one more time.
That Battle of the Ages is incredibly fun. It's family friendly, original games and stunts, some of the funniest characters you will ever see, and it's a great way to get the family off their separate devices, off their separate screens, and to sit down and do one great family thing together every week.
It debuts tonight as we record this, March 20th, on BYU TV on DirecTV. I believe that's channel 375, if I remember my number right. And
Yep.
you could check that on, of course, on your local cable, and you said on the BYU TV app. J.D. Roberto, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me. It's great chatting with you.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.